This towering steel structure rising up along Swingley Ridge Road will one day be the global headquarters of Reinsurance Group of America. An army of workers and a humongous crane are building the 405,000-foot structure for one of the largest companies in the world. It's not being built in downtown St. Louis, and it's not being built in downtown Clayton. This is Chesterfield, one of the St. Louis region's fastest-growing business epicenters. It didn't used to always be this way. Back in the 1960s, Chesterfield was largely rural and remote. But for longtime Chesterfield residents like Stephen Rutherford, much has changed in the past few years.
I think that there's more sense of community and more community activities now than there ever was.
There are over 2,300 registered businesses in Chesterfield. And as somebody who lived there in the 1960s, Rutherford has seen how these companies transform the city. His neighbors are doctors, IT professionals, and scientists.
They're people who are not from St. Louis. They're people from outside who are coming here for the job opportunities.
The city is a home base to big corporations like RGA and Mercy, but it's also home to smaller companies like the law firm Weiss & Associates, which recently expanded into Chesterfield.
They were shocked that I knew where Chesterfield was, for one thing.
David Weiss's rationale for opening an office in Chesterfield could describe why the city's business community has grown. It already had a sizable residential population thanks to its proximity to the Parkway and Rockwood school districts. But its connectivity to highways, an abundance of land to construct buildings from scratch, and its closeness to fast-growing St. Charles County all contributed to its rise as a commercial destination.
All of these municipalities are jewels. Some have more sparkle, some are larger. Chesterfield is one of the large jewels that really sparkles in our mind.
The other part of Chesterfield's business ecosystem, of course, is retail, especially in the shopping-mad Chesterfield Valley. That's the home of Chesterfield Commons, one of the largest strip malls in America. For Chesterfield Economic Development Director Libby Melbrook-Tucker, the city's growth is not a big surprise. She says Sachs Properties purchased large tracts of land in the 1960s with the idea of cultivating large-scale corporate and retail development. And it's where big-ticket endeavors like RGA's global headquarters and Monsanto's research campus are located.
Their family really helped develop Chesterfield Village, which was the impetus to kick off Chesterfield as we know it today and master planning what it looks like and seeing it come to fruition.
University of Missouri St. Louis professor Todd Swanstrom is an expert on urban development and planning. He says Chesterfield resembles an edge city. That's the term used to describe commercial and retail-heavy communities that pop up along highways and metropolitan areas. But, he says,
it's not a typical bedroom suburb. It's much more than that.
Swanstrom says Chesterfield's focus on developing parks and the arts shows that the city's development is taking a more urban direction. Its new amphitheater already attracted two festivals away from the city of St. Louis. He says there are reasons for caution. For one thing, the St. Louis region has a tendency to overbuild retail.
We've overdeveloped retail in the region. It's like a game of musical chairs. You know, somebody's going to be left out when the music stops.
In the meantime, corporations are moving forward in Chesterfield. Mercy and Monsanto are embarking on substantial expansions. They're the types of projects that will keep construction workers busy and the cranes rising high into the air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.